This is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from the show. Weekdays with Eric in the Morning.
Hey, Eric, I noticed that Melissa seems to be working out one of her new laughs.
Listeners have noticed that Melissa is morphing her laughter from cackles and hearty har-hars to giggles and guffaws. Melissa's learned how to change her chuckles for any occasion. There's the long laugh. The hearty belly laugh, which magically transforms into the Minnie Mouse laugh, to the devilish laugh. Tickle your funny bone.
You'd like to recycle and try out new laughs.
With Melissa's That's So Funny I Forgot to Laugh laugh. It's contagious.
Could be that.
Her ha-ha-has will make you ho-ho-ho. Melissa's changing laughter. Do it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's another one.
Oh, I thought that was you laughing now.
No.
Oh, serious?
Yeah. I thought it was you laughing at the laughs.
That's another one.
Oh, my goodness.
That one comes out every now and then.
Okay.
You've done the hee hee hee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hee hee. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe a unique skill. It's I don't know how many people have that many different ones.
I don't make it up. I thought everybody did. Oh my gosh, I hate that one.
That's you.
I know, on repeat.
No.
Oh my
God. Hey, laughs is the best medicine, right?
Doesn't everybody have different laughs? I actually think they do.
No.
Yeah.
No, not they all, a lot of them.
Maybe a few.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe not the quite the repertoire that you have, though.
Yeah, I guess.
You have a full array that you like to throw out and. Good for you. Whip's got a wicked laugh. I know that one.
Yeah. See, there is another.
That was weird.
That's the wicked one. See, now listen to that laugh right there.
What?
One you just did was different.
It was.
See, that's a different one. That one was just different.
I did not.
You did.
Do that.
You absolutely just did it. Just did it.
Not like that.
Not maybe to that degree, but it was different. No doubt about it.
Oh, my
All
gosh.
Right, it's 5:37. Thankfully, it's Friday, heading into the weekend before the weekend, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The big shopping weekend of the year, they say.
Yeah.
This one coming up. Things are about to get weird and nuts, and the weather will be good for it. Today, it's cloudy and 30, but tomorrow, boy, the malls do. If you're not doing Amazon and you're going to the malls, they're going to be packed. Mostly sunny and 44.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good Oak Brook / Old Orchard outdoor shopping weather.
That is. If you got to park a mile away, it's not a bad walk in that kind of weather.
Yeah.
I wonder if that still happens with all the online shopping now. Because we used to do traffic reports from the parking lot.
That's true.
That's right.
That's true.
It used to be like, the parking lot is full.
You know, I still think the parking lots get full on a weekend like tomorrow.
Yeah, on the weekend.
You go to the outlet mall, they'll be directing traffic at the outlet malls. For sure. For sure.
You would think so.
No doubt about it.
Plus, all the people going to see Star Wars at your local cinema.
That's
true. Cinema.
Tonight.
Yeah. Last night.
Well, yeah, but late, right? It started late?
I think 7 o'clock may have been the first showings. Yeah. And then there were some. I think there were some all night.
Yeah.
I think they had 2 a.m., 4 a.m. Sure, there are some going on right now.
I heard your in your news there a second ago, the reviews of several people.
Yeah, everybody that they seemed to have talked to on the news last night, and they were all out there.
Yeah.
Everybody seemed pretty positive.
Sending a reporter out for the 10 o'clock news to report on people coming out dressed like Princess Leia and stuff.
And everybody else from Star Wars, absolutely, yeah.
Right.
They were
it wasn't
out.
In all the theaters, though, was it?
I don't know if it's in all the theaters, but it was definitely in some.
The majority.
And maybe many. I think the AMC Reveries, for example, they had, like, how many screens do they have? 21? Like, 16 of them were showing Star Wars or something last night?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, they say it's going to do $210 million in domestic box office this weekend.
Yeah, that would be the fourth. I think there have been three previous movies to open at $200 million over a weekend, so this would be the fourth.
All right. Well, we'll see. And you're going to see it, right?
I am. Tomorrow, 1 o'clock.
I think I...
P.M.
Is it a completely insane idea for myself to think I'd like to go see it this weekend and be able to?
I don't think so, because I just got those tickets a couple days ago, and I went on and selected my seats and stuff. Again, for a 1 o'clock Saturday.
Ones?
Yeah, I got two decent ones. I'm not up front or anything. It looked like there were still some seats left at that showing, and there were tons of showings to choose from. Tons.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I remember when I saw 2 years ago on Christmas Day, mm-hmm. we went to go see Star Wars, and...
It's an interesting Christmas Day activity.
Mm-hmm. It was later in the day.
Yeah.
And there were still seats available.
Well, I don't doubt that on Christmas Day.
Okay.
I think that's why it's a good idea, but it is unique. Unique idea.
These tickets have been on sale for a month or whatever, and I think there are so many showings that you're still going to be able to find tickets out there.
Yeah. Right.
It's in their best interest to always make tickets available. That's how you make money.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see what goes on there. We're going to see what goes on here from a holiday perspective. It's Santa Selection Day around here after 7 o'clock. We'll check back in with Joe, who for Santa Selection put Melissa in charge of buying for his wife, Carrie, based on the budget and questions we asked. Are you ready to go with that?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yep.
Good.
Yep, finished it yesterday.
We'll see what ideas Melissa has come up with that Joe is under contractual obligation to buy.
That's right.
Give to his wife and then report back to us after the holidays to let us know. Boy, oh boy, I'm still in big trouble with what you guys made me buy her. You know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'll have that Santa Selection after 7 o'clock this morning. Hey, I was wondering, in the spirit of the season today, comes to us from Darren. Hi, Eric. I'm a single Englishman living in Chicago. Oh, lovely.
Mm. Oh.
All my family are back in England. Christmas is a very quiet time for me. In fact, the last few years, I've had no presents to open.
Aw.
Aw. I've looked online for a service where I might be able to pay someone to buy me gifts, but haven't been able to find anything. It's an interesting service that could be provided.
What a business idea.
I was wondering if anybody knows anything that might work in this case. P.S. How about you get Melissa to buy gifts for me so that I'll have something to open on Christmas Day? She could use my own money. It would just be a nice surprise. Thanks, Darren. Well, we could do that, too.
I would do that.
Okay.
Let's get him some
presents.
Now,
wait a minute. You bitched and moaned yesterday during Santa Selection. All you did was complain about having to do this exact thing.
Hey, I ended up going with it.
Well, I know, but yesterday it was like, crap, I don't want it. This sucks. It's always me. Blah, blah, blah. That's what it was for like an hour.
Oh, my gosh, you're so bad.
It was like
bad.
An hour.
Yeah, I remember that.
Whatever.
You remember. Oh, I remember. It was like yesterday.
And the whole day before she complained.
That's true.
I know they're going to pick me.
Yep.
And I'm going to actually have to do something for the show.
No,
you are a victim of your own present-giving quality.
And now we throw it out. You know why she's interested? Because he's an English guy. Well, she likes English guys.
It's a good point.
No, I feel bad. He hasn't had any presents for like 2 or 3 years.
Right.
I mean, this other one, there's just some pressure, you know, to like...
Right.
You know, it sounds to me like he'd just be happy with anything to open.
I don't
know. You know what I mean?
I guess.
He hasn't had anything.
Well, are you saying you want to do it?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to forward you this email.
Okay.
All right. Maybe we can get a hold of Darren.
Okay.
What are you going to do, send him a bill along with the present? How are you going to get the money?
We can figure that out.
Okay. Look at that. All right. In response to his first question, though, does anybody know, is there an online service that'll do this for you? I can't believe there's a company for everything, isn't there?
Yeah. You'd think you'd just be like, surprise me with something and have it all wrapped
up. Right. You know, you PayPal some money to a service, and the next thing you know, gifts show up at your door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you send them $100 and you get gifts worth about $75 and go, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Right. Shipping costs.
Hey, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody know? Do any of those exist? 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. And all right, fine. Melissa, I will send Darren a note and see if we can get a phone number and call and get a guy with a British accent on the air that you're going to buy gifts for.
Okay. Let's do it. I don't like anybody not getting gifts at all.
I think that's very sweet. I don't really know who you are.
What?
Because you're like Sybil over there when it comes to the holidays. One day you hate it and you're complaining. The next day you're all Saint Nick.
Oh. Well, I do like giving presents. I just don't like the pressure of like having to buy for someone else's wife. You know what I mean? There's pressure there. I'm worried she won't like it.
Right. Well, you're not worried that Darren won't like it.
Yeah, but he hasn't had anything for a few years. I feel like he just wants to open something.
All right. Okay. That's fair. What if Darren were to open it and go, blimey, really?
Blimey?
Blimey. I think they do, yeah.
Is
all
blimey, is that English?
That is.
Blimey, really? And he looks at it like, really?
Crikey is Australian.
Oh.
Do you think, then would it bother you? What if he doesn't like what you get?
Yeah, it would probably bother me a little. I'd feel bad is what I would feel.
Okay. That's fair. 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. It's holiday help time. The mix, 312-591-6800. So our British friend, Darren. Mm-hmm. I just sent him a note asking for his number.
Oh, okay.
All right. Says the past few years, he's over on this side of the pond, and Christmas Day really doesn't do anything. Is there any company he could hire to just buy him gifts to open? Hi, Denise.
Yeah, hi.
You have a solution to that problem?
Yeah, isn't that something a personal shopper would be able to do for him at, the, like, the big department stores?
Not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad idea at all. Yeah. So how does that work, Denise? Generally, he would just show up there and go, hey, here's a couple $100. Surprise me.
Yeah, I would think so. Or they would, he would probably give them, like, a wish list or something that he would like and or need.
Right.
And they would do the shopping for him, wrap it up, and get it delivered to his place.
In a way, kind of, Melissa, in a way, Santa Selection is a personal shopping service that we're doing. Kind of.
True.
Same thing. We ask questions of people about what kind of gifts, and then you go out and find gifts.
Right. But, I mean, if they say, you know, I need, like, some shirts and pants, I mean, then you really kind of can narrow it down.
Yeah, sure. All right. Good idea, Denise. Thank you.
Thank you.
You could have done that on Santa Selection. You could have, when we were interviewing Joe, we could have gone, hey, does your wife like pants?
I should have been more specific.
Yeah, I guess she's a fan of pants.
Yeah, she's more of a skirt lady, actually.
Yeah, how she feel about shirts? She like those, too? I've seen her wear a couple of them. And then, you would have been able to go out and get pants and shirts.
Yeah, seriously. I wouldn't have needed a size, but you got to ask those questions,
It wouldn't have been as creative as I'm certain what you've come up with.
Oh, we'll see. I tried. I'm hoping.
Scale of 1 to 10, how'd you think you did?
Well, it has a theme. I'm going to say a 7, but I'm saying a 7 because there's one thing on the list. I don't know if she already owns it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping she doesn't or maybe needs a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And if she does need a new one, then we're good to go.
7. Okay. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Why are you looking at me like that?
If I were to say to you, what would your response be? If I were to say to you, Melissa, I got you a gift for Christmas. And you were to say to me,
oh, that's sweet, Eric. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you about it?
I go, oh, I'm about a 7.
I take it.
I know you take it.
I know you. Take it.
You, if I said 3, you'd take it. All right, is the receipt there? Because I'm taking it back and keeping the cash. Yeah.
I don't know. All 7's right. Not so bad.
All right, if you say so. After 7 o'clock.
Ho, 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 and here we go. We can ease your mind. Ba, la, 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 la. It's Santa Selection time.
Santa Selection time. All right. You ready?
Ready.
Top 3 unique holiday traditions to your family. 312-591-6800. Well, this is one I think I might enjoy. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Hi.
Happy holidays.
Same to you. Same to you. What's the tradition?
We play Christmas craps on Christmas Eve. It's so fun.
Nothing like rolling the bones. Ooh. Rolling the bones to say happy holidays to you.
Nice.
I love a Christmas craps. Very lovely holiday tradition. Jennifer, you have.
We get out of town so we don't have to deal with the tradition.
Aha. I see. So you scrap all traditions by leaving completely.
And the drama.
Where do you go to?
Anywhere warm.
Okay.
Got no family.
Where are you going this year?
Western Caribbean.
Ah.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Your unique holiday tradition, Maddie.
Hey, everybody who comes to Christmas dinner has to pick a carol out of our book that we made, and they have to sing the song by themselves.
Oh, my God. When you said pick a carol, I thought that you have to find someone named Carol and bring them to your family holiday. That's a good tradition.
That's a great
one. This year, everybody brings somebody named Carol.
Yeah. Be fun.
Might try that.
Yeah.
At number 3, your unique holiday tradition, Carrie.
Every Christmas Eve, we have a Swedish smorgasbord, and with each course, we do a toast and a shot of Crown Royal. And there's eight courses.
Wow.
Nothing says happy holidays like a shot of Crown Royal just to get through the night.
You're going to be feeling good later.
Very nice. At number two, along the lines of what Melissa is hoping for is her new holiday tradition. Teresa?
Well, it's kind of almost what the last lady just said is on Christmas Eve, we're Italian. We have 7 fishes and 13 dishes for Jesus and the 12 apostles. But the thing that we do that's unique is you have to have a walnut in your stocking in the morning on Christmas because it brings good luck and good fortune for the new year.
Oh, so you want nuts stuffed into your stocking.
Yeah.
How would you feel about that? We'll stuff your stocking with some nuts.
Nobody stuffs my stocking.
Might work.
I like walnuts.
Yeah, they're good. Find some nuts in your stocking.
Yeah.
And then finally, in at number one, Mike, your unique holiday tradition is what?
Ho ho homicide. Christmas
themed
murder mystery party.
Wait. Hold on. It's like a Dateline you got going. Ho ho homicide.
Yeah, it's a Christmas-themed murder mystery party.
Not bad.
Seriously?
Could it be murder? Like have Keith Morrison come over?
Well, you should. That would really top it off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's got a certain Santa quality with the hair and everything.
That's true.
Who sets this whole thing up?
I did.
Have you ever done this before?
No, never done it. It's going to be a brand new tradition.
Oh.
Ho, ho, homicide.
I want to come over.
How many people are in your party?
There's going to be definitely 8, maybe 10.
Wow.
That's fun.
The murder mystery Christmas party, because nothing says Merry Christmas like an unexplained murder.
Yeah.
That's right.
A couple of Star Wars fanatics among the hundreds of calls we're receiving who have already gone out to see it. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi.
So you went to see it last night?
Yeah, I did.
Thoughts?
Hey, I actually didn't really like it.
Whoa, hey, hold on a second.
Wow.
You're ruining this party.
Seriously?
Yeah, sorry. I mean, if there are good parts, I can't really say without spoiling anything.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I love Star Wars. I'm actually getting married on May 4th next year.
Oh, congratulations.
So we're having a Star Wars theme.
May the 4th be with you.
We love Star Wars.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay. Now, so you say you're a big Star Wars fan.
Uh-huh.
You didn't like this one. Which one did you like?
I have to say my favorite is probably Return of the Jedi.
Really? You don't hear that a lot either.
Yeah, because a lot of the diehards, they thought the Ewoks were kind of like too cartoonish or something that ruined Return of the Jedi. I wouldn't agree. Well, that's why I think a lot of the people like Empire, and then they thought that Return of the Jedi was too kid-friendly or something.
Well, I was a kid when I watched it for the first time, so I guess it worked for me.
Yeah, sure. I agree.
Now that's my next question, because it says, how old are you?
24.
So you weren't even alive when Star Wars first came out, correct?
No, I wasn't.
But yet it's been a part of your life since birth, likely, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
And yet this wasn't a good one for her.
Oh, that's interesting.
That is interesting. Thank you. Hey, Nick.
Yes.
You also saw Star Wars last night.
Yes, it was great.
Okay, so you disagree with what she said.
Yes, very much.
Which one do you think is the best one?
I guess they Return of the Jedi 2.
Return of the Jedi 2? Or as well.
Also.
I'm like, I don't know that one. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I thought maybe like Star Wars and the Temple of Doom. Go ahead, Melissa, explain the joke.
No.
Yeah. No joke explaining for you?
No.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see if we get a chance to see it this weekend. Whip can report back on it. I'm going to try to see it. Melissa's depends on if flights get in time. From Nevada to determine whether or not she goes to see it. And anybody listening who? Better looking than your husband. Let's test this Florida State study and see if this is true. Hi, Joelle.
Good morning. Happy holidays.
Same to you. How long have you been married?
It's almost 10 years.
Okay. All right. And you're better looking than your husband?
I am. It's not very fair because he's actually 10 years older than me. But I'd say out of the two, he's not a bad-looking guy, but I'm the more attractive.
Okay.
But
you're just off the charts.
Right, let's just, you know, and you don't need to defend yourself. It is what it is. Here we go. Scale of 1 to 10, what are you?
7.5.
Okay. Scale of 1 to 10, what is he?
5.5.
Okay. And would you say in your marriage you guys are happy?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, there you go. That's what the study says. As long as you're better looking, you're going to be happier.
How would you feel if he was at least a 7.5 like you?
I just feel like I'd be more likely to be jealous. Mm-hmm. You know, like, knowing that we go out and, like, I get more attention than he does, if it was the other way around, I think I would feel insecure.
Okay. And do you think that he feels insecure?
I certainly hope not.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay. Thank you, Joelle.
I liked her honesty.
Appreciate it. Hi. Is it Anna?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Married?
I am married, 21 years.
Okay. Here we go. Who's the better looking one?
Well, it's always been me, and not to sound vain,
no,
but
it's okay.
Now my husband, after 21 years, is actually catching up to looking about as good as I am.
He's catching up to be almost as good as me.
Oh.
It's taken him 21 years to run me down.
Okay.
He matured nicely, yes.
That's sweet.
Oh, so basically you're just saying he's aging nicely, and he's, you know, he
yes.
looks better than he used to?
Absolutely. You know, when he was younger, he was scrawny, yeah. you know, looked like a very weird.
All
and
right.
now
yeah, very weird. He looked very weird. Now, would you say the two of you were happy?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Were you happier 10 years ago before he caught up to you?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you got up to me, we're
See?
Getting a little touchy around
yeah.
here now.
Now she's feeling okay. like she's got to work harder, I guess.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
You're,
Good morning.
You're engaged.
Yes.
Okay, and yeah, would you consider yourself the better-looking one?
I do. Okay. I do.
Now, was that a consideration maybe when you got engaged?
I think maybe it was when I was dating. If I was with a really good-looking guy, I was uncomfortable.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you had to go out and find yourself a less good-looking guy to marry.
Perhaps, yeah.
Okay. How much more good-looking are you than him? Like, on the back to that scale of 1 to 10, you're what and he's what?
I think maybe I'm, like, 2 points above.
You're a two-pointer.
Right. Like the previous caller, maybe a 7 and a 5.
Okay. Do you think deep down he knows this as well?
He does.
Okay.
And
he does.
And he tells me all the time, which I think makes me feel really nice. He's See? Like, you're way out of my league, and it kind of adds something to the spice of things.
Does he know that you agree with that, or do you say, no, that's not true, get out of here?
I say, no, that's not true.
All right, that's so, you very lie. Nice. So you lie to him?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what a good honey, wife needs to do sometimes, lie to your
you
husband.
Know, you sit down and go, honey, you're so much better looking than me. I'm so lucky to have her. Then go, you know, you're right. I am way better looking than you, and you are lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, she should say that.
Oh, we know these kind of things, don't we, Rob?
That I do. I know that all too well.
Uh-huh.
My wife is way better looking than I am. She belongs on a pedestal. I belong under a bridge.
Okay. All right. All right. And there's true honesty coming out. Would you say you guys are happy, Rob?
Very happy.
Ah, there you go. What's not to be happy about?
Awesome.
Somebody's got to be better looking. It might as well be her.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast. This is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from the show.
Ho, 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 and here we go. We can ease your mind. Ba la 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 la. It's Santa selection time.
You okay?
Huh?
While that was playing, Melissa closed her eyes, took a deep breath, and exhaled as though the weight of the world is on her shoulders.
I really, really do not want to disappoint. I really don't.
Really?
Yes.
How come you don't ever feel that way about us? How come you don't ever feel
what?
That way about us, ever?
Yes, I
yeah.
do.
Yeah, something goes wrong over there for us. You're like, who cares next?
What? I do
like,
not.
Aw. But yeah. for Joe, the weight of the world.
And Carrie.
Joe and Carrie are counting on you.
Man, let's say hello again to Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey,
how are
Joe.
You?
I'm good.
Joe, yesterday at this time, you called as a part of our Santa selection because you were having a difficult time coming up with what to get for your wife, Carrie, right?
True.
All right, let's review a few things from that conversation yesterday, okay? You said you've been married how many years?
15.
15 years. Okay, and during the course of that interview, we found out, and stop me at any point if I'm incorrect on this stuff, okay? Carrie enjoys baseball. Given the opportunity, she'd like to stay home, lay on the couch, and watch Game of Thrones. She enjoys eating and cooking. She also is a big fan of rap music. Do I have that right?
I wouldn't say a big fan of rap music, but the kids have kind of turned her that direction a little bit.
Gotcha.
Okay.
She's a girly girl, enjoys warm weather more than cold weather, et cetera, et cetera. All fairly accurate?
Yep, all of the above.
All right. And then you told us your budget for Carrie for the holiday was what?
$150 is fine.
Okay. All right, so over the course of the past 24 hours, Melissa has spent all sorts of time digging in, brainstorming, trying to come up with ideas for Carrie because you selected Melissa to be your Santa selection. Why did you select Melissa?
Why? Who else would I select?
Okay.
That's a pretty good answer.
That's the way to go.
We agree.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, that actually feels about right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Joe, are you ready to find out what Melissa has selected for Carrie for Christmas? And remember, as a part of this deal, you are under binding contract, punishable by lawsuit. If you don't go out and purchase these gifts, then report back to us after Christmas how well it went over.
Absolutely.
All right. Why are you taking off your sweater now?
Holy cow, am I starting to sweat?
Wow. What is going on?
Whoa. I don't know. All of a sudden I started freaking out.
Is it because it's Joe? Does Joe not sound like he's easy to impress, or is it just the entire thing?
Just like a little bit of lack of information.
You had every opportunity to find.
I know.
Well, also, maybe that's Joe gave us as much as he feels like there is to give. Then you go with that.
In past years, when you've done this, I've never seen you physically respond. Though you're breaking out in hives, you're disrobing, you're taking deep breaths. I seriously do not understand where this is coming from.
No. I always feel it. I'm just.
You're not instilling a lot of confidence right now.
No. That's not. It's that I just. I'm hoping. I'm just hopeful that this is going to be a home run, he's going to be happy.
I got to tell you,
he's going to be happy.
You're putting more pressure on Joe than he put on you right now.
Like
because you know what, Joe, if he so much as blinks and goes,
right.
Well, I don't know about that. There's a chance you collapse.
Right. Okay. Now he doesn't want to disappoint you.
Right.
Okay. Well,
so
instill
more confidence, I think, in the whole thing. Maybe that would everybody would be better off.
Did you see that, Joe? She just shifted blame and responsibility to you.
I didn't.
Did you see that?
I feel it's going my way now. Yeah, you're right.
All right. $150 for his beautiful bride, Carrie. Melissa, for Santa selection, tell us what you have chosen.
Okay. So, Joe, you did mention that your wife is like a keto cook, so she does a lot of like high protein, low carb, and you guys have like lost some weight.
Yep.
And you guys are like, I know she's like working out and that kind of stuff, so she's real interested in that. So I'm going to start with the small gift, and I'm going to build to the big one, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so the first one, don't laugh.
I'm just sitting here.
Okay, so the first thing is from MLBShop.com. You can get her some Chicago Cubs Woodrow four-piece steak knife set for $14.99.
Cubs.
I'm sure you're eating a lot of like chicken and steak, so it's got the cute Cubs logo and all that stuff. She's a big Cubs fan, right?
Yeah, she's a huge Cubs fan.
Good. Absolutely. Okay.
That's a bargain price, too.
I can feel the enthusiasm building.
$14.99. Okay. So then second, from Amazon, there is this cookbook. It's called the Quick and Easy Ketogenic Cooking Cookbook. It's got five-star rated. It's $17.53 at Amazon.
Okay.
Okay. And we're going to go ahead and just dive into cookbook number two, also from Amazon.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the... And this is building up to something, too.
Okay.
The Keto Slow Cooker and One-Pot Meal Cookbook for $15.52.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So then she's a little bit of a girly girl. There's this super cute. It's so cute. And it's just for fun. It's just a cutesy little gift from CafePress.com. It's a Cubs apron for $25.99. It just it's white. It has this really cute Cubs logo on it. Just something fun to kind of throw in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last two things. From Amazon, there is a bamboo reader resting cookbook stand. So she can use these cookbooks and set them on the stand for convenience. for cooking. And then finally...
Wait, I'm trying to write all this down.
And that was $14.99.
Okay.
From Home Labs, a 6-quart for the whole family, a slow cooker with a 10-hour timer with the price of $56.78, 5-star rated. She can make all the keto cooking meals she wants for the family and make things quick, easy, and convenient.
All right.
Ta-da!
So, is this where I get to pick my own gift?
Oh, now you're just being mean.
Hey, no, let Joe do what Joe's doing, Whip. In the interest of making everything equal, this is his gift.
I know.
That's not fair. Joe, Melissa's just is laying down on the floor.
I believe she's crying, Joe.
Joe, let me recap. Let me recap what just happened. All right, you're going to get some Cubs steak knives for eating and cooking. Then you're going to get a cookbook, a ketogenic cookbook. And then you're going to get another ketogenic cookbook.
Slow cooker.
No, there's two cookbooks.
Yeah, but the other one's a slow cooker.
Yeah, but they're both cookbooks.
Yeah.
All right. Then number four, you're going to get an apron for cooking. Then you're going to get a bamboo reader to put your two cookbooks up on. And then you're going to get a slow cooker for cooking. So basically what Melissa heard in all of that interview involved cooking. Everything else that you heard was irrelevant. All right. Now, the big reveal, the big moment. Joe, a few moments ago and last hour, we asked Melissa to rank on a scale of 1 to 10 her confidence in her Santa selection gifts. She put it at a 7. We would like to now know, on a scale of 1 to 10, with what you are now obligated and required to buy for your wife, where do you put it?
Now you're putting me on the spot.
Yep.
I'm just going to stay with the 7.
Ah, here we go. Now, see, she's making a face, but...
He's trying to be nice. He doesn't like it.
He just agreed with you.
No.
He just agreed with you.
I agree. Yeah. I think he's going to like it. It's a wide variety of cookbooks.
Cookbooks.
It's
okay.
Pretty good.
Right?
All right. Joe, hold on. We're going to get you all the information for all of your cooking materials.
I listened this morning. Is there any way I can get her to buy this stuff for me and I'll just write her a check?
That might be best. Shopping. Yeah, that might work best. Congratulations. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to give you all this information. And then after the holiday, we're going to call back and see how much cooking Carrie did over the holiday season with all of her new cooking supplies.
That sounds good.
All right, hold on just a second.
Holidays, Joe.
There you go. Happy holidays, indeed. How you feeling? You all right?
We'll see.
I saw you lay your head down, and I saw Swanee roll an oxygen tank in here. You gonna be okay?
We'll see what Carrie says.
Ho, 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 and here we go. We can ease your mind.
Ba
la 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 la. It's Santa selection time.
She'll love it.
She'll love it.
Can I argue to not do this next year?
Why?
Because
I think everybody feels great about what just happened.
Hey, they keep picking you for a reason.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's just trying to get out of it.
You know what's interesting? We're 365 days away.
Already worried about December of 2018.
She's already planning ahead to not do something in the future. A year in the future.
Oh, she's going to love it. Carrie's going to give it a 10.
Can I ask just one question?
I'm afraid.
No,
God.
I really want to gather information here. When you were doing this, did you go anywhere but cooking websites?
Yeah. I mean, this is Cafe Press, Amazon, MLBShop.com.
Okay. All right.
Those are all the places that you can go get these lovely gifts.
You're absolutely right.
Can't get Cubs knives just anywhere.
That's true. You're absolutely correct. Got Cubs knives. She's got the Cubs apron. She's got 62 cookbooks.
Just two. And one is specifically for the slow cooker. Slow cooker recipes, keto cookbook, so that she can have easy meals for her keto diet she's giving to her and her husband, so they can continue on this weight loss journey.
Good journey. Maybe he actually was hoping for some rap CDs after all.
Yeah, where's, who knew? You know, like an Eminem or a Kanye CD.
Yeah.
For thrill-seeking. Nah, not so much. When does it stop? According to a new study, people outgrow thrill-seeking behavior at what age? Think you know the answer?
I have a guess.
All right, I'm not going to tell you if you're right or wrong, but what's your guess?
35.
Okay. Whip.
30.
Bobby.
34.
Exactly right. Mm. You're all in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
34 is the average age people outgrow their thrill-seeking behavior. I have a theory, too. Bobby, how old are you?
32.
So you're right on the edge of it. So, you know, today is the day to get out and swim with some sharks because pretty soon you're going to be too old for that nonsense, right?
Pretty close to it, but, you know, I'd like to think no.
Would you consider yourself a thrill seeker?
More times than not, yeah.
Okay. Well,
can you give us an example of something you might have done thrill seeking-wise?
You know, I'm a certified scuba diver, driven motorcycles.
Oh, wow.
Done a bunch of stuff like that, but now I have kids, and then I got to think twice now.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Your life feels like it's worth more.
Yeah. Climb the face of Mount Rushmore, you know, stuff like that. What do we have for Bobby?
All right, you want a gift card toward a 50-minute massage or facial from our friends at Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. With 11 different locations throughout Chicagoland, visit handandstone.com to book your appointment or purchase a gift card for the holidays.
I think people outgrow their thrill-seeking behavior, like this study says, say 34-ish. Then they go through a period of time in their life where they're not thrill seekers, and then they become thrill seekers again. Because, you know, you always see those stories about, you know, 70-year-old guys jumping out of planes.
Oh, that's true. Always makes for a good human interest story.
Yeah. Right. George Bush.
Yeah, that's like water skiing when they're 90.
That's right.
You know, all these different things.
Yeah. I feel like that's like trying to prove something to themselves.
That might be.
Or they're like,
I
made it this far. What the heck?
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Like, Whip, can you think of one thing in your life that would fall under the umbrella or category of thrill seeking?
That wasn't really seeking a thrill, but I did go 95 mile an hour once and get ticketed.
Ooh.
I know. It wasn't that thrilling, to be honest with you, but yeah.
Was your car shaking?
I don't know. I just remember I was shaking when I saw the police officer.
I was the passenger in the car, and we were on a raceway, and I was driving with a professional driver. But anyway, you know.
And I was telling him to slow down.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. In your thrill-seeking days, whether currently or at another time, what did you do that's unique and would fall under the umbrella of thrill-seeking?
Oh, boy.
Beyond I jumped out of an airplane.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, something that the rest of us could say, wow, never done that. That's scary as hell.
Yeah.
I don't know if this counts, because there's really no danger. I did climb the Sydney Harbour Bridge in Australia. I mean, with a bunch of other tourists.
So did my great-grandmother.
Right, exactly. I know. But that's kind of thrilling. It's not really that dangerous,
but
it seems like
Here's
it could
what
be.
Would be thrilling, thrill-seeking. It's thrill-seeking. That's just doing something touristy.
Right, I know.
If you got to the top and rappelled down, that would be thrill-seeking.
That's a step too far.
Yeah. You know, I once went to the top of the Willis Tower.
Yeah.
I went out on that ledge thing.
I haven't even done that.
I was standing next to a 74-year-old woman from Kansas, but whatever.
Right. I ate in the signature room once in the Hancock.
Right.
That was
I didn't sit too close to the window, though, so I was a little freaked out.
Well, that does freak me out.
312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. You're a thrill seeker. How? Thrill seeking time. Above and beyond jumping out an airplane. You're a natural thrill seeker. Look at some of these. Hey, Diane.
Hey, good morning.
You're a thrill seeker?
Oh, yeah.
For example?
Well, I forced my husband to go night snorkeling with me in Grand Cayman. Now, mind you, he was a scuba instructor.
Right.
And he wasn't real thrilled about it. He says, because, you know, you really can't see what's coming at you when you're on top of the water. He says, underneath, you can turn around all you want.
Uh-huh.
And, so the sharks are, you know, a lot more active at night.
Oh.
And we had to walk through this. To get to this beach is called Cemetery Beach. So you had to walk through a cemetery to get there, which was not a really good omen either.
Right, yeah. Oh, that scares me.
Yeah.
Just that description scares me.
Yeah,
it does.
I don't even have a thrill-seeking bone to walk into a cemetery when it's, like, at dusk.
Right.
Scares me too much. Mike.
Yes.
Thrill-seeker?
Bungee jumping from a crane with the bungee cord attached to your feet.
Yeah, I've seen too many of those where they didn't measure the bungee cord right. Like, oops, wow.
Oh, that one was too long.
Guess we should have lifted you up a little bit higher.
Yeah. But it's thrilling.
This one, Rodney, you're a thrill seeker?
Yes, I went scuba diving with sharks in the Bahamas.
Scuba diving with sharks. Were you in a cage?
Nope, not in a cage.
See the video, like, 2 days ago of the woman on her honeymoon in the Bahamas scuba diving with shark, and the shark bit her, and she was trying to swim away. Who would have thought?
Why would you do that?
Yeah, and so what makes you, it's the same question I always have with people with snakes. Like, what makes you so sure that the shark isn't going to bite you? Because they do those things. So while I understand you're brave, like, what makes you confident that you're really not going to be killed?
Wasn't confident. We had to sign. Wait, we had to sign the waiver that said we could be injured.
See, Whip, I think what you've just said is the very definition of thrill seeking. You're not confident. Something could go wrong.
Right.
That's why it's a thrill. If you're,
doing something
where there's no risk,
I get it. Well, like the bungee jumping, like you're really not going to probably die. It's just going to feel like you're going to die.
Others have.
But that shark could change your whole plans very easily.
Here's what I would say to you about your bungee jumping argument. You go to any carnival where they're setting up a bungee jump, I think there's a chance you die. Have you seen it?
I'm not doing it. I'm just saying, I think you got a better chance there than having a shark go by your plans.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Also diving with sharks.
Cage diving with great white sharks in Cape Town, South Africa.
Oh, my God. How big were the sharks?
They were huge. They were huge.
How angry? Were they angry?
Were they hungry?
They were kind of, well-fed because they throw chum out in the water.
Uh-huh.
And I actually felt pretty safe. I know it sounds crazy, but you're in a cage that's attached to the boat, and you're actually standing, and then when the sharks come, they tell you to go underwater, and then you can see them, like, coming right at you.
Oh, my God.
Right, but did they try to, like, bump the cage that you're in?
Yeah.
With the intention of eating you, you think?
No, I think they're really going after the chum, but they say, keep your fingers and your toes inside.
Yeah.
Don't try to touch them. I mean, their mouths are
so
wide open.
So they throw the chum in your direction so that the shark will come near you. Is that what I'm getting here?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you meant they threw the chum somewhere else to throw them off, but now I got you.
Yeah. No.
Yeah,
no, they're coming right at you.
Yeah.
So it's just
crazy.
Chum. There's not, like, fish swimming around and the shark are feeding on the fish. It's not like that.
Fish aren't dumb.
No, fish are friends, not food.
Fish are friends.
I don't know. I thought so, too. Yeah. That was really actually kind of a letdown. All right. On average, kids ask 73 questions a day.
Wow.
Many of those parents can't answer or choose not to. 312-591-6800 or 312-233-1019. The question the kid asked you, either your own or someone else's kid. Now, you're going to admit that caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting that one. Did not see that question coming. You know, like this. Gina.
Hello?
Hi, the question you got asked.
I just had a baby, and my toddler started asking, Mom, do you have nipples? Do I have nipples?
Mm-hmm.
Daddy have nipples?
Mm-hmm.
Does everyone have nipples?
Does everyone have nipples?
Okay. Well, at least it's an easy answer.
Easy answer, right? Unexpected.
Yeah. Definitely.
We all have nipples.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
There you go.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
You can milk Robert De Niro if you want. Nobody's going to stop you. The question that caught you off guard, didn't see it coming, Dawn.
Well, I got asked the obvious of where did I come from, and then it was how did I get out? And then I was like, well, and then my daughter, she was like three. She's like, well, was it out of your belly button? No, not exactly.
Right.
There was just a special space.
Mommy's special space.
Little lower.
Right. I'd work a little south. There's a little special space down there. Yeah. and a quick exit.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that's a tough one.
Look how uncomfortable Whip is. Well, He's making a really concerned face now.
It was interesting to me that the one about where you came out was harder to answer than the one about how you got there to her. Mm. I think the other one would be more difficult.
Well, for her, though,
that's why I was making that special face. Sure.
I got you. Yeah. Uh-huh. The question you didn't see coming, Kelly.
Yeah, so we were out to dinner one night, and my son asked my husband and I, did you sleep together before you were married?
Uh-oh.
How old was he at the time?
6.
Uh-huh.
And what did you say?
Your dad's like, hell yeah.
So the interesting story here is, so I knew he didn't know anything about, you know,
right,
sex, whatever.
Yeah.
So I said, I just looked at him, and I said, well, why are you asking that question? And he said, well, I saw it on the 2.5 Men videos that Dad gave me to watch.
Dad gave him the watch?
Hey, you got to occupy his time.
That show is dirtier than a lot of R-rated movies.
He doesn't know. He's fine.
Yeah. So the next conversation was with my husband, obviously.
Right. Yeah. What? I would say so.
It was either that or The Departed. That's all I had. Got to sit him down in front of something.
Oh, okay.
The question you got asked, you did not expect. Annetta.
Yeah, my son, when he was around 3 years old, woke up from his nap with his private standing up.
Uh-huh.
And he comes up to me and saying, Mommy, why is it standing up?
I remember my son, when he was younger, asked me why his pants are all stuffy.
That does freak you out.
He's got to love you telling that story, too. Hey, I'm sure.
Why are my pants stuffy?
Good question. A logical question.
Yeah.
Remember those days?
That's when, even as a guy, Whip, you kind of go, I don't know. Sometimes it is really unexplainable.
Mind of its own.
Yeah.
Get used to it.
Not much you can do about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey.
Did not see that question coming.
No, I didn't. So yesterday we were driving home from school, and my 7-year-old and I were discussing what type of cookies we were going to make for Santa, and he paused and he looked out the window for a moment and then turned and asked, does Santa poop?
Does Santa poop?
Yeah. Well, and I responded with, I'm guessing so, like, why wouldn't he? And he said, because he's magical.
He is magical.
He is magical.
And you know what? You go, that's when you say to him, you're right. Santa is magical, and he probably has magical poop.
Mm-hmm. With a magical toilet.
Right. No, I think we just stop at the magical poop. We don't need to work our way through the bathroom. Santa also, during those difficult days, has magical laxatives. Because it's all magical.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.